Hey everybody, this is Eric Nam here, and I hope you guys are doing well. I'm here to tell you about an incredible project that I've been working on for quite some time. You may have heard of it by now, but it's called Mindset. So Mindset is an audio platform that we've created at Dive, and it is for artists to tell their most vulnerable, intimate, personal stories about themselves and about their lives. And the application is finally available, and my audio collection, Eric Nam's Mindset, is available right now. I get into things about my life, my upbringing that I've never shared before anywhere, really. And it's very personal, it's very deep, and it covers a range of topics, you know, from mental health and wellness to bullying to overcoming some of the biggest challenges in my life. I also have conversations with my mom, who, as many of you may know, was she did not like that I became a singer, but very heartfelt moments there, conversations with my mentor from college, professor, and just a lot of things that I hope people will listen to, find some sort of healing, feel uplifted, get your heart all warm, but also understand that, you know, there are difficulties in life and there are certain ways, there are certain mindsets that we can have to overcome them together. So please check it out. You can download the app right now on the App Store, whichever App Store you have. It's called Mindset by Dive Studios. And if you want it easier, you can go to the link in the description of this podcast or go to getmindset.com, G-E-T, mind, M-I-N-D, set, S-E-T.com, and you can get the app. And you can also start listening for free. There's a free intro and there's a free first episode. I'm warning you, you might cry, okay? You might cry, but I really hope this is some great audio content that really touches you in some great ways. And I hope you guys check it out. So please check it out. Download the app, getmindset.com. And I hope you guys love it. And I'll see you guys on Mindset. Now back to your show. Welcome everybody to How Did I Get Here? It is a show where we live our best lives on the internet, come out the side, knowing more but not feeling all that much smarter. Now, we have a very special guest today, Alexa.
We do indeed. Who might that be? Oh my God, it's you.
Is it time for me to say hi?
It is. Yes.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Junie. I'm back here.
Whoa.
All right.
International songwriter.
Hitmaker extraordinaire.
Absolutely popped off last year.
Wow.
Went crazy.
Wow.
Multi-millionaire.
No. Billionaire.
What's
no.
it feel like to have money?
Guys, come on. Don't do that to
I've really
right
been looking at Honey for all my coupons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to live that life anymore.
He went the bag.
How do I get on your level of songwriting?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm trying to sell hundreds
I'm shaking
of songs.
Right now being in front of two superstars, so I'm not going to say anything.
That is the incorrect answer.
Yeah.
The incorrect answer.
I mean, Junie, tell us about yourself, man.
Oh, yeah. My name is Junie. I'm an artist and a singer-songwriter. So I make music for myself and I write for other people. Recently, I have released quite a few songs with my name and some other people that you may know.
Mm.
And and I've been here for 2 years now in Korea.
Only 2 years?
Yeah. How long has it been for you?
About three.
3 years?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like a sambinim to me.
Stop, no. Yeah.
What about
he's like the sambinim here.
Yeah.
So
for like 10 years.
Wow.
Korea does things to you guys. Sooner or later, you'll find yourself in a place where you don't speak English or Korean.
Yeah, no, I'm getting there slowly.
But, no, I feel that already. I'm not very good at both.
Yeah. It happens.
And then you just start speaking Spanish out of nowhere. It's like, yeah, that makes sense.
That's just you.
Yeah.
That's
never mind. Never mind.
Junie,
okay.
What brings you to Korea?
Mm.
What brought you to Korea though?
I mean, you know, having that dream of, you know, becoming an artist. I lived in Canada, so I put out music on SoundCloud. You guys on SoundCloud. And then I independently distributed my songs on Spotify and Apple Music. And then somehow I decided to come to Korea. And kind of just start from there, you know?
It worked out for you, so that's good.
I hope so.
How'd you get into like the music writing scene?
How did I get into it?
Yeah, yeah. How did you get interconnected to like the labels and stuff?
I gotta do a big shout out. I've always talked about this, but I never gave him the shout out. There's an A&R at SM. I'm not gonna say his name because you know he might not want me to, but he found my song online, one of the songs that I put out independently, and then he called me out for an SM song camp. And then
wow, you went to the song camp.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. So I had nothing at the time. So like I'm just a kid in a small studio space, just making music. And then he called me out to a song camp. Obviously, I was scared, but I met such nice people. They're all nice. But then we just connected and ended up sending a song. Hmm. And then from there, I just started.
No. Yeah,
being re-invited out.
Yeah.
Dude, legend.
I'm telling you, SM is ahead of their game.
SM mm-hmm. is ahead.
They like, especially like with their newest group, they're targeting that towards like the newer audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. With especially with the TikTok marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, Noah, SM is the only company right now in Korea. I feel like that's yeah. really fully utilizing that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's okay for me to say this, but I'm just gonna be honest. But like
yeah.
SM, I feel like SM in Korea, in from the top labels, I think SM is the most open to give songwriters that don't have any credit a chance.
Mm.
That's so progressive.
No, yeah,
that
I
they
can
just
see
found
that definitely.
You.
Yeah, so they yeah. get so they think about the music first. I feel like, and then oh, this guy's good. We don't care how many songs he sold. I like what he does, and then just bring him over. So, because of them, I was able to be in this position. Yeah.
That's so dope. That's such progressive.
Thank you, SM.
Shout out to SM. Thank you.
A big shout out to SM.
All of a sudden, we're giving a shout out to SM.
No. You gotta respect that, especially because sure. in the culture here today,
sure.
it's really hard for people to just look at ability mm-hmm. over statistics,
mm-hmm.
and for a company to just go into a SoundCloud, and be like, "Yo, I really mess with this music," and mm-hmm. then invite you out to a song camp,
crazy.
Like randomly,
crazy,
dude.
Crazy.
That's respect. That's respect. And good for them. They got yeah. good things out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got a gold mine. Gold mine. Struck gold.
Oh, wow. You guys right. are too nice.
Let's go in.
Yes. So
what do we have?
Today's topic is… Ooh. Do dating apps actually work? Question mark? Lads?
Who's going to start
what
off?
What dost thou thinketh?
Who's like, going to start off? I think it started… The boom… Like the whole dating app mm-hmm. booming thing started off when we're… I think end of high school or college, right?
Yeah, definitely like towards like senior year, I'd probably
yeah.
say. Yeah.
So we're probably the first people to like try it out, our age. You
mm-hmm.
know? So, but then I've never got into it because I was scared.
And that's perfectly fair.
Yeah.
It's scary because people catfish on those things.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
Oh, you
yeah.
would know? Tell us about
no,
it.
No, no,
oh,
yeah. No, here's the reason why. Because when I was in high school, I remember some of my friends hit me up over Facebook Messenger because that was a thing, you know. And they sent me screenshots of these accounts. They're like, are you a part of this dating app? And I said,
No.
Because I used to have like a public Instagram. So people were using my photos to catfish as me on dating apps as different races than what I was.
Wow.
And they did different ages too.
Oh,
and
sick.
I was just like…
How does that feel?
Weird.
Weird.
I've never had any interest in them. I know my friends back home have tried them. And sometimes… It's like a party game sometimes. Like, hey, swipe right, swipe left. Tell me, huh? Like, you can have fun with it sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yo, I've seen people like compare guy and girl contrasts. And they'll be like equally attractive people.
Huh.
And they'll just both at the same time… The whole two phones and they'll just go right. And the amount of accepts is like variably different. It's
really?
Exponentially different.
How does it work?
So usually the female side has a lot more accepts than the girl side.
Mm.
I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
That is interesting.
Mm.
I've always… Like I've played around with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all tried
right,
that. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Right.
But then I've never like bothered… Actually downloading it on my own phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's become more of a party game for a lot of people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Something to do when conversations get awkward.
Yeah. This is a really strong topic to start off.
It is. I mean, if we're going to look directly at statistics on dating apps from BBC. Mm. We do trust BBC. The British Broadcasting Network. People tend to be pickier online than they would be in real life. But I think that's because it's kind of like… You're not seeing someone face to face.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The thing. You're not meeting them.
You're being more honest, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
True.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
That's, yeah.
Yo, we need to put faces on people online.
What you mean?
Take away like anonymousness. Yes,
no,
that
say,
word.
Say the word.
Anemone. Anemone. It's a thing in Nemo right now.
Okay, so I think there's a big problem actually. Especially with like so many we have so many social platforms these days, like Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, etc, etc, right? But then the fact I feel like you know how in Korea there's a social security number attached to the ID of whatever you do, and therefore it could be traced back to who you are as a person.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And therefore people have to be a little bit more
careful.
Yeah.
True.
Cause it,
responsible.
Because it got so bad in Korea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like they took away comments on like articles now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
You can't put comments
on articles anymore.
Yeah.
But that's beneficial in my opinion.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It needs to happen. It needs to happen everywhere, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with that, less toxicity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well said.
Why are we having so many pauses
Wait,
today?
This has nothing to do with the topic.
Oh, well, that's… welcome to How Did I Get Here.
Okay.
That's basically what this is.
I feel at home. I feel at home.
Yes.
Great. Welcome to Canada. Yeah. I mean, if we're gonna skediddly back into that real quick… We have where it says students were asked what they would consider an absolute deal breaker in a potential partner. Traits like whether they smoke or are particularly religious. After whittling their choices down to a favorite, the researchers offered to swap their contact details. However, at the same time, they were shown a bit more information about their chosen partner, which included the fact that they had two deal breaker qualities.
Okay.
For 74% of the people who thought they might get a real date out of the interaction, the deal breakers became non-issues. The data also suggests that being very, very attractive as a man offers no advantages over being fairly average. Women like men who rate themselves 5 out of 10 as much as men who think they are 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Whereas men would ideally date someone who self-rates their physical appearance as an 8 out of 10.
Wait, really?
Really? So they basically like more guys who rate themselves lower.
That's humbling.
I thought confidence was like
the key.
Yeah, I thought confidence was important.
I mean, confidence is key. Wear it well if you have it, but I don't know.
What about you? Do you like humble dudes or?
I would prefer humble dudes. Like for me, I mean. Everybody's gonna say this. Appearance doesn't
matter.
But no, like thinking back, it's like appearance never was really the thing that mattered. Keep laughing, gentlemen.
Oh, no.
But I don't know. Appearance doesn't matter to me. It's if I click with someone and they understand my brain.
No, but yeah, I get that. For sure, yeah.
Has anyone clicked with you on Tinder before?
I never had Tinder though.
Oh, okay.
Friends have. I've seen their matches. And it's interesting what happened.
What happens?
Conversation starts rolling and then somebody ghosts somebody and then nothing happens.
It's not as clean as you think if you haven't tried it before. Because I've tried it with my friend's phone and it's not.
What is it like? Is it automatically just like, yo, where you at?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Like my friend has sent me screenshots of her like inbox and it's just…
I've tried it with a friend who was a girl. Like dudes… Man, you know, because no one can see that. He would think that no one can see the chat. So, like, wow, the amount of work they put in.
The amount of work?
Amount of work as in like wordplay.
Oh,
yeah. They're trying to be slap.
Yeah, but it's like these things that you see in like a book. like 101 yep. class of like how to pick up girls. Mm-hmm. It's like hilarious if you see it.
Oh, it's like little pickup lines. Yeah. Or like, mm-hmm.
But do those work?
I don't know. I mean, like.
Personally.
I don't know.
No.
Probably not.
Dude, I'm gonna be honest. I think pickup lines, well, at least in real life, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say so much as who you are and how you say it.
True. Mm. It's how you say it.
It's how you say it.
It's yeah. how. It's the execution. Yeah.
And how you look as you say it.
Yeah, because if you look but nervous, you just said then.
Oh, right.
Not like appearance.
Right. If you look nervous.
If you're shaking in your boots.
But then how do you know through text?
Because you can't catch nuances. That's yeah. the thing.
You smell the fear. Smell the fear out of the screen.
Out of the screen.
Do you got something to share?
No. I just thought you did.
No.
You're not baiting me today.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Him and it.
Oh, I literally can't see it from here.
Oh, okay.
I can do it if you want.
Oh, yeah. If you want.
Where are we at?
Here.
Okay. So
doesn't have to be verbatim, but…
In most recent singles in America survey from 2018, conducted every February by March Group and representatives from the Kinsey Institute, 40% of U.S. census-based sample of single people said they met someone online in the last year and subsequently had some kind of relationship.
Whoa.
Only 6% said that they met someone in a bar, and 24% said they met someone through a friend.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Usually, I mean, you know, there's a saying in Korea, if you meet someone at a bar or at a club,
mm-hmm.
it usually doesn't turn out well.
There's a saying in Korea?
Is that everywhere?
Is that a thing?
I mean, I've heard it before.
Okay.
Yeah. If you meet someone at a club, mostly at a club,
mm.
you
yes.
can't really, you know, because they're more likely to go to the club even if they're still with you.
Mm.
And that may turn into a problem. So if it's someone… like you have a higher chance of meeting someone that loves going to the club. Regardless of them having their own partner.
That makes mm-hmm. sense.
You know
that
what
makes
I mean?
Sense.
Yeah. Mm. So be careful. It's like a… be careful of that. Yeah. But I think it's the safest thing is like… naturally meeting someone at a certain place. Or like…
yeah.
introducing.
How do you naturally meet people these days though?
Oh, nowadays…
these days it's like impossible.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean… before Rona times… I mean…
Rona times.
I mean, college was a thing. You know, you meet people oh, yeah. on campus, like mm. in cafeteria, or like on your way to classes in the hallway. Like.
Campus? Okay, so you used to meet people on campus and whatnot and through mm. friends. And especially in Korea, there's like culture where you like bring out friends to drink or eat. Mm. And then
yeah.
your friends bring out friends of friends and then friends of friends of friends and friends. And everyone has a big party, right?
Mm.
So I feel like that's how a lot of people used to meet. But I'm just wondering like these days… doesn't feel like anything slowed down. I still see like on my personal Instagram, I still see people getting into relationships,
mm.
people, you know, going on dates, etc. And I'm just wondering like how do people meet these days?
Well, that's a good question.
I feel like the stats probably went up for the online meetups.
Mm,
yeah.
Most sure. definitely.
Like mm. Instagram DMs.
Yeah,
but
probably.
Would you really ask someone out on a DM?
All right, Zoomers, I have a question. Zoomers, I have a question. Is Instagram sliding into DMs like a real thing?
I don't know.
I mean, like
sliding into DMs.
Friends, like friends stories, like stories around you. Have you heard of that actually working and that being a thing?
All I know is that I'm pretty sure the rapper Sweetie, she met her boyfriend because she slid into his DMs.
Rapper who?
Sweetie.
Who?
Sweetie, you don't know
who?
Sweetie.
Sweetie?
She's a rapper.
Oh.
It's S-A-W-E-T-I-E.
S-A-W…
like Icy Girl. Like that's her thing.
Icy Girl?
Yeah, like…
like Icy's? Oh.
No.
I love Icy's.
Yeah. No. We know her.
Okay. Yeah. I think she got her boyfriend because she slid into his DMs.
Wow. So it works.
That was a success story.
That's awesome.
Crazy.
Don't lose hope, ladies. Mm. And dudes and those in between. Yes.
Do you read your DMs at all?
I mean… I don't know. I kind of just… I don't know. I feel like I go on Twitter more, honestly. But
really?
I don't have open DMs on Twitter. That's the thing.
What's Twitter like? I don't have Twitter. So.
I mean, I don't know. I just go on to check, you know, what's new, what's popping, who's having comebacks, what my fans right. are saying.
Right.
I just try to stay on top of things because I feel like the second I like miss something, I'm like super out of the loop.
Mm.
And you know, you gotta know what the kids are saying these days because yeah. I'm so out of touch with things, as Jay likes to
you
point out.
I think you're much of a boomer as I am.
Mm.
No, yeah, we are.
You're
we
finally
are.
Admitting it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, he's been calling me a zoomer.
No, really? You are a zoomer, but you're mentally a boomer.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's I feel it these days. Mm. I feel like I'm out of, you know, I'm out of it. I don't know what the high schoolers are like in it anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All I rely on now is TikTok, and that's how I learn things.
Dude, when we used to be in elementary school, or at least when I used to be in elementary school, I used to like have classmates and everyone around me in like first through sixth grade when they were like, what do you want to be? People would be like, oh, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be the president. Mm-hmm. I want to be a firefighter. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what they write? They're like, I want to be a YouTuber.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be an influencer. I want to be an idol.
It's crazy.
I mean, your dreams are dreams. Yeah. You can do it if you put your mind to it. But I don't know.
The world's changing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you want to do? Did you originally want to do music when you were a kid?
Yeah. No. At first, I wanted to… I love sports. So, I wanted to be a soccer player.
Yo! Yeah. Okay.
When I was in elementary school.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
Wait, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Vancouver.
Oh, you're Vancouver!
So, I lived in a… In like the suburb area. Like a little outside of Vancouver. Like a 40-minute drive outside of Vancouver.
Okay.
And, yeah. So, I wanted to be a soccer player. And then I realized that… It's very hard. It's very difficult to do it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because, you know, you feel the physical difference.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get racial, but like if you like if you're Asian…
There's a physical difference.
You don't grow enough. And you see your friends who are like the same, like smaller than you.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 2 years later, they're like just growing. Mm-hmm. And then you just look up to them.
Yeah, I know that very well, believe me. So, I know that very well.
Alexa struggles with being 4'11".
I do.
Wait, but why not like hockey? I thought hockey was like the big thing.
I get that all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm Canadian. People are like, why don't you like hockey? But then, you know…
Hockey's like super big.
Hockey's big, man. Everyone does hockey. Everyone plays hockey when they're young. But then I never got into it because… I don't know. I just… Watching the sport… I respect people who love hockey and watching hockey play hockey. But… When the first time I watched it, I didn't know where the puck was. Because it's impossible to see. So they score a goal. I'm just like, oh, they scored. Yeah.
Where did it come from?
Yeah. But then, yeah. Basketball, like soccer, like it was natural. And then,
is soccer like popular in Canada?
Not really.
Interesting.
It is a bit, but not as big as hockey or basketball.
So how did your interest get piqued in that then?
Because I'm a super Korean dude. I mean, you know, like I went to Canada when I was 4. And then so I have no Korean background, right? But then because of my parents and my brothers, they like put me into the whole Korean, you know, thing.
Oh.
And then it was the biggest thing was the 2002 World Cup in Korea. Do you guys know about that?
I'm going to nod like I know sports.
You don't know about the 2002 World Cup?
You know what?
Do I look like I know sports?
No, it's not about sports. It's Korean culture.
Okay, so I know
the World Cup, right?
Yeah.
They held it in Korea and Japan. Mm-hmm. And then Korea went to the semifinals.
Yes.
Which is like the most impossible thing. Like it's a miracle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then because of that, a lot of Koreans started watching football. Like soccer. Yeah. And then I hopped on the bandwagon in Canada, which doesn't make any sense. But I did it.
I mean, as a Korean Canadian, I guess
as
it
a Korean,
makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
How did we get here?
Exactly. There you go.
See, he got it.
I did it on purpose, but that felt natural, right?
Yes.
That's very nice. What happens every time, honestly.
All right. Nice.
Dating apps. Oh, I will just say a quick warning to anybody who uses an app, doesn't matter what gender you are. Never agree to meet a person at their house on the first date. That is dangerous. That is dangerous.
Wait, really? Is that a thing? Because I would imagine with COVID, that would be the only option.
I mean,
right now.
Yes, right now with COVID, sure. But like, let's pretend COVID wasn't a thing. Don't ever go to a private location on the first date.
No
you
got to
be somewhere public where people can find you and see you because you never know. Things can happen to anybody.
Watch out, guys. Please don't go to their houses. Yeah.
Wait, Matt,
do you remember everything when you were 4?
Hell yeah.
Oh, really?
I was in Vancouver.
Well said.
Yeah, I was actually in Vancouver probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? I lived in Vancouver for a little bit.
Oh, really?
Played some ice hockey, made a friend named Brian.
Wait.
My name was also Brian.
Which part of Vancouver?
I forget.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is that actually true that your name was
I don't even know
Brian
where I live right now. Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Two Brians in the day 6.
There's a lot of Brians. There's a lot of Brians in Vancouver. No
so many. I know like 5 Brians in Vancouver.
I know Brian Lee, Brian Park, Brian Kim.
Brian Choi.
Wait.
Yep.
So you're Brian's from Vancouver?
Huh?
What?
Yonk.
He's Toronto.
Ah, he's Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto's super far.
Just call him Yonk.
Away.
Yonk.
we have a member named Young K, and she just called him Yonk, and I don't know why. Strangely appealing though.
Wow.
Kind of like how it rolled off the tongue.
Yonk.
Is that what they call him these days? You know she knows more about my fandom than I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yonk. She's a fan. She's a fan.
Day,
Yonk. Dude.
Dedicated my day.
That's sick. I'm gonna use that.
My Day Nation. Let's go. Yeah. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Where are we?
We're talking about dating apps.
Yes. There's a Tinder algorithm.
What?
Oh.
Breaking down Tinder's algorithm. From
ELO rating and… Okay, hold up.
What's ELO rating?
What's ELO rating?
ELO is like level. It's like level of play. Usually you use it in like League of Legends, like Valorant.
There you go.
Like that's your ranking. Like wow. Your diamond, your platinum, your grandmaster. How do you have an ELO rating?
So they rate you on… The system rates you?
On how many swipes you get?
That's crazy.
Right? Dude, that's dope. Okay.
Hold on. So originally followed by the ELO rating system, which is based on how many likes you get, weighted with those that like you. Are we? Those that like you and how many likes they get? Okay, so it's the likes thing. As of 2019, Tinder said they no longer follow this system and they have gotten enough users for a long enough time to base their algorithm on patterns of their own users and who they tend to click with most often.
No, that was a YouTube video. Oh my God. ELO rating? That's unfortunate.
What would you rank yourself as on the ELO?
No, because imagine you can just make like hella accounts and see what ELO you land in.
Again.
That'd be so interesting.
Social experiment time.
Yeah. Like, look, I might be diamond in Valorant, but I'm radiant in Tinder.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Do you guys know? Do you not play games?
No, I don't.
Don't disappoint me, bro.
I'm sorry, man.
What do you do? What do you do in your free time?
I play soccer games.
Oh, FIFA.
I'm super. Yeah,
winning.
Winning. Pro Evo. Yeah.
Do you play FIFA the online?
Online. I used to.
Ooh.
But then I got. Yeah, but I think we're boring. Like,
No. My brother games.
No, I want to game. It's just that I'm so bad at it. You know what I mean? Like I like seeing people like, you know, play League of Legends or, you know, Valorant. But then I just can't. I'm not very good.
Maybe it's a 96 thing.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a 96 maybe. Thing.
I think it's a Canada thing.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not Canadian.
I don't know. Maybe just like honorary. Because Brian's not really good at games, but he likes playing games too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, how does that work? If your friend really likes playing with like, you know, playing games with you, but then he's not up to your level,
yeah.
Do you just still play with him or do you kind of like…
yeah. You take them along on the journey.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Anyway, what are we talking about? Tinder?
Tinder.
So I feel like… Oh, so what they're saying is if someone that has a lot of… likes or swipes from the other people and then they swipe for you
it goes up
for you
so
it's a good thing for you but then they don't use that algorithm anymore.
That's so interesting that they had a whole ranking system because it makes so much sense.
Yeah,
it really does make sense to pair you up with the people that are quote unquote higher tier.
Yeah,
but that's
Tinder.
That's life.
You look at a picture and you swipe
Tinder,
right or left.
That's life.
True. Oh,
but what's interesting to me though is that in Korea, Tinder is like marketed as like a friend making app, not so much like a dating app.
Oh, yeah,
bro,
yeah.
That's cap.
No,
that's
but
cap.
You know, they can't. Okay, but watch. If you're on TV, they're not gonna say, oh, you go on Tinder and use it for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they gotta make it as friendly as possible.
Use it for what?
I don't know.
Wait, do you have like the same guidelines, like idol guidelines or like.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't really.
Oh, you just try to censor yourself a little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay, know. I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
But okay. It's all good.
Okay, I respect that.
We're all adults here.
No, because like I think it's so interesting that because it's like a facade, right?
Mm.
No one goes on Tinder looking for friends. People go on Tinder for two things, right? Number one, they go on for validation, self-validation.
Oh.
Okay. Number two, they go on for whatever we assume that they're going on for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't say it. I'm in K-pop, but listen.
Can't
so the first one, I get it though. Self-validation is big.
That's interesting.
It's big. I would feel very good to be swiped right by literally everyone that I swipe right on.
Yeah.
It's a nice feeling. Know what I mean? Not that I've done it, but it'd be a nice feeling.
It would.
Yeah.
Right?
Why are you laughing?
Yeah.
It's just funny.
It'd feel good.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. But I never thought about it like that though. For validation, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, because I mean, people just want love, right? You can't get it.
Oh, that's sad. That's true.
Yeah.
True.
But then I feel like it'll hit you later. Like it'll be like, oh, what am I… Like what? Mm-hmm. Why does this app have to rate me?
Mm-hmm.
True.
You know? And you get that.
Like that empty feeling when you come back at home from 6 in the morning. And you get home, you shower, and then you sit in bed. And you're like, what have I just done with my night?
What did you do till 6?
Spending hundreds of dollars on drinks.
Oh.
And
right.
Oh, like if you like go out on the dating scene and everything. Oh, you're right. Like…
Wait. That sounded like
No, I was talking about clubbing.
Was that an experience?
Like that kind of stuff. No. People know I don't club.
It's a friend's story.
People know
Jay doesn't go outside.
I don't go outside.
Jay does not go outside.
Yeah.
You don't club either?
No.
Cap. Look at your leather jacket. This is club all over.
Hey, this is for the superstars. Yeah, I had to look, you know… I'm not… This isn't me, guys.
Miles the superstar.
This isn't me.
No, I feel like I overdressed today as soon as I saw Jay with his swaggy…
He always lived like
swag, yeah.
I literally live in my house. Wait, everyone lives in their house. I stay at my house 24/7.
But that's… I love being
that's
at home.
Good.
Yeah. Do you make music at home?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I have my own home studio.
Oh,
but then
nice.
I go out for like other projects too. For other people's.
Word.
Yeah. Anyways. What makes strangers click?
What makes
strangers click? Take it away, Penny. All right.
Although we're encouraged to look for people who meet our preferences, Dr.
Rozenak?
Rozenak Milons shared reality theory suggests we may not know what our preferences are until we meet the other person.
Mm.
Many online dating sites are designed around the principle that if you can gather enough data on an individual, you figure out a perfect match. If a new relationship is an act of mutual creativity, however, the right match may be hard to predict.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
For experience, lists of dating tips often suggest that the first date should include some kind of cultural activity, like a visit to an exhibition. Really?
On Tinder?
It doesn't specify. It just says dating tips.
I've heard so many Tinder stories. All I've heard, I've never heard, yo, let's go to an art museum.
Yeah.
All I've heard is, let's meet up at this bar or this restaurant. Let's get really drunk and make stupid decisions.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Unfortunate, but it's true. I've heard that before.
Well,
sure.
Dang. Mm.
Have you guys ever been on a first date in an art museum?
No.
No.
Not at a museum.
But like, I go to museums for fun back home with my friends.
Oh,
we used to do that too. I used to do that a lot too. Mm. Did you do it because it was fun, or did you just do it to fit in? no, I did it to fit in.
Oh, I did sad. It.
I could care less, but I just did it so I had friends.
No, I mean we went because you know we actually liked it. Plus, our friends were like photographers, and so we would do like shoots on site every now and then.
That's dope. That's dope.
So you know who you are. I miss you.
No,
but yeah.
All right.
Cultural activities.
Yeah.
Cultural activities.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well.
Shared really theory.
Huh?
Said shared. Oh, shared reality theory.
Shared reality.
Oh, in essence, the theory of shared reality suggests that we are most likely to feel closer to each other when we turn our mutual attention to something beyond ourselves.
Mm. Mm,
that puts.
Like religious?
Yeah, but.
That's why everybody be dating at church.
Oh.
True. Hey, tell me I'm wrong. Alexa, tell me I'm wrong.
That's
why everyone be dating at church.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Especially when we're younger, like in high school.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe for y'all.
Yeah, Dennis be with Alex like last week and then all of a sudden they broke up. And then Dennis be with Jennifer.
I've heard that.
And Jennifer be with Dennis like a week later.
And there's drama.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Lots of drama.
I have a question. Did y'all go to Korean churches?
Yup.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why. Anytime I talk to my
fire, dude.
Korean, like full Korean American friends or Korean Canadian friends, they went to Korean churches. I went to a not Korean church, so my experiences are very different.
Oh, that never happened?
Like we'll be hanging out. They'll be doing like, yeah, I know this one hymn. And I'm like, I never heard this. What is this? So that makes sense. Oh, okay.
Do you even go to church anymore? Well, not right now, but like before the whole COVID thing.
No, I feel bad. I think the last time was whenever I went with you way back with everybody else.
Holy crap. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Jesus loves you. He misses you.
I'm going to cry. Please don't.
Okay. Right. Anyway.
Is it time for song break?
I think it's time for a song break. And today we're going to rest our weary ears with…
Plug a song of yours.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Any song that from me?
Yes, any song.
All right, let's listen to Movie by Junie.
What if it's all just pretend? My Next surprise, 아뜻 날 놀래키려는 계획. 이러면 이런 모든 상황이 설명이 돼. Why don't you trust your own senses, maybe? 안 그럴 수밖에 모든 게 너무 똑같잖아. 내 티켓을 끊지도 않아. And what a wonderful scene. I hope it lasts forever. Citizen이 아니라면 어떡해. How can a picture perfect scene be born? 너와 눈을 맞춘 장면의 클라이맥스.
아침 장면의 클라이맥스.
That was absolutely phenomenal. Wow.
Good job, guys.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
10 out of 10. Would recommend. 10. How'd you end up writing that song?
This one, the one I just recommended?
Yeah.
I watched the movie called the one with Jim Carrey. I don't know why. I always forget.
The Truman
Show.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And you know, like, it was a weird thought. Like, I was watching the movie and then, you know how Truman realizes that he's not in a real world mm-hmm. and he tries to get out? But then you know how like effed up the world is right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like I thought, what if we just accept it that it's fake? Because it's better than real life.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you think about it like opposite. If it was a character that just accepted it.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of sad. But at the same time like how the situation is now. I'd rather right. just live a life that's all like focused on me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It'd be like a wonderful life.
Mm-hmm. A wonderful lie.
A wonderful lie.
Oh. Right, right, right. Wait, what are the lyrics to the hook again?
on the spot, go.
You don't remember the lyrics to your own hook?
Okay, I have like this weird like short-term memory. So.
No, I feel you. I feel
it's
you.
Okay.
No worries, I feel
yeah,
you.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like our running time is 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, our running time from a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then it's 9 to 5, which is like a basic work day mm-hmm. schedule. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the lyrics just talk about how what if this scene was a movie, and then I didn't incorporate weight like a lot of that thought about the Truman Show into the lyrics because it's such a serious topic, and I wanted the song to be a little bright. So I had that in mind, and then I kind of like turned it into a love song.
Mm.
Yeah,
interesting.
Word.
Yeah, but yeah, it always happens, you know. Like I want to write super serious stuff and like super deep stuff, but then it just turns into like an indie. Like alternative band song, and then yeah,
vibe.
Yeah. And if I do that, you know, it's it's hard to listen to sometimes for the major.
Right. You don't want things to be too deep because it doesn't hit the major demographic.
Wait, what's your genre then? Not your writing genre, not your reference genre, but the genre that you like to write and play.
I mean, I have the most fun when I do R&B. That's why I had so much fun writing Kai's title. Because it's like…
He did that. He did that.
Oh, are we on camera? Sick.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He did that.
But yeah, it's… I started with R&B. R&B is like the basic, you know, thing. And then the lyrics too. Like there's a song called… one of my songs called Say. And then that song is like just totally about making… love to your significant other. Yeah. So it's like those kind of songs that are what I grew up with.
Okay.
Like listening to Usher and Neo. But at the time when you're a kid, like you don't really think about that. You're just like, this, the melody just bop. It's a bop, you know? I love this song. Mm-hmm. And then you grow up in high school and then you start listening to lyrics and you're like, this dude is talking about this. And
then you're like, you realize everything.
That's R&B, bro. And then, okay.
Wait, is it really? Is it really? Is that the premise of R&B?
R&B is like… It's
a
like,
lot of it's love related.
It's all a lot about… Like yeah. I don't think there's a R&B song that is not about… Oh maybe there is. And these days it's like… You don't… There's not like a genre anymore. It's all fusion.
Everything's melded. True.
Yeah. Especially pop. Like…
Yeah definitely nowadays.
Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think about… the song… Like the songs that are coming out right now in Korea… Compared to what's been popping in the Billboard charts?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I still feel like no matter what's trending, there's always going to be groups that, you know, don't go with what the trend is. Mm. But then I feel like as soon as they hop onto the trend, they get like super popular because that's what everyone's listening to. That's the sound that people enjoy at the time.
Yeah,
true.
But like that's never a bad thing though. Like getting the trends while you can is… Yeah. Get your bag. Like just get your bag.
Wait, what's popping in Korea right now? Other than Even of Day.
It's like the retro style stuff right now. It's coming back. Retro? Is that the word
I'm looking for?
Retro.
Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah. It's like that's been popping overseas too. Because like if you listen to the Weeknd's like album, it's he went like Dua Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
They're all like retro, right? And then Korea is kind of doing their own version of it.
They're hopping onto the disco trend.
Yeah.
Disco.
Yeah, so they're doing the Korean retro. So Korea is doing the Korean music retro stuff. Mm-hmm. And then America's doing their American retro stuff.
Exactly. I feel like Korea, when they say retro, all I can think of is city pop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that what retro is in America as well?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Okay, it's a little different.
It's like if you listen to like 80s dance music, like ABBA.
Oh.
You know? You guys know ABBA?
I do very well.
Yeah. So like ABBA had that sound, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then they don't copy it like the whole thing, but then they bring that bring that feel. And then the artists like The Weeknd or whoever, they put their own taste to it. And I like what Justin Bieber is doing.
Dude, I love his
recent single is a bop.
Yo, his last four songs, right? I haven't actually heard Monster with Shawn Mendes too much.
That's
but the other three,
song.
Like his next album is gonna be so good.
It's
and to
so,
be honest.
Yeah.
Man, I'm a believer, dude, and I was a little bit disappointed with the Yummy album. I'm not gonna lie,
ooh,
but
the changes,
dude. This next album, oh my god!
I mean, I have respect for Justin Bieber because he's like trying out things each album, right? So he's like, I'm gonna put on an R&B album, and then that's what he did.
Yeah.
But then, personally, I like it when he does like pop music. You know what I mean?
He's a pop god.
Yeah,
he's a
pop god,
and he's really great at R&B too.
Yeah,
I just feel like. Maybe the song selection wasn't top, like wasn't the
and
best.
And he was going through
a
rough time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
but definitely
yeah, what he put out recently is like
holy.
You said. Yeah. Like he's bringing back that retro, like you can hear the 80s like in that song.
Wait, can you really? Which
the,
one was
the recent
it?
One?
Always?
Is it called Always? I forgot the title. Is it Always? No, she doesn't know.
I don't listen to Bieber.
Sorry.
Do you not listen to Bieber either?
Holy, yeah, Holy's a good song.
Holy's fire.
Holy, yeah. I like how he's like really upfront about being Christian and like he's talking about, you know, his music now is so different from what he used to put out.
Yeah.
And but it feels like he's evolving into something different.
Okay.
Like,
respect.
Yeah.
We're like doing like a music study thing.
All right, let's go into the questions for today. Now that we have answered the meat of the topic of our questions, we're going to answer some of yours. And the first question is from…
Oh, I'm, okay. I guess
I still can't see it.
All right. Well, this comes from Trisha. Is a hamburger a sandwich or is a sandwich a burger?
All right, guys. Is a hamburger
I've heard,
a sandwich?
I've heard of the hot… Is hot dog a sandwich? But I've never heard of this one. Mm. Hamburger…
A sandwich or a sandwich is a burger?
Wait,
we can solve this. Hamburger sandwich?
I mean, what qualifies a sandwich and what qualifies a burger?
A sandwich is a burger.
Oh, really?
But a hamburger is not a sandwich.
Yeah.
Because a hamburger has to have the…
Burger.
The burger, yeah. It has to have the burger patty.
But does a sandwich have a burger in it?
Though? It could.
It could.
Wait. Because a sandwich is just bread with stuff inside of it.
I was going to look up like a definition.
Search up something on your phone?
Hold on. What is the Webster definition of a sandwich? Webster? I can't spell.
Isn't sandwich from a person's name as well?
Really?
What?
That's someone's last name? Someone invented the sandwich?
Sandwich
is someone's name.
Dude, that's OP.
Okay, sandwich definition is an item of food consisting of two pieces of bread with meat, cheese, or other filling between them.
That's a hamburger.
Eaten as light meal. Wait, a sandwich has to have cheese, and what is a peanut butter sandwich?
No, they're lying. That's cap. Dictionary's wrong.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay, well then what's the definition of a
hamburger? I think a sandwich is a hamburger, but a hamburger isn't necessarily a sandwich.
Hold on, lad. We're going to figure that out.
Hamburger has to have a patty in it.
I can't spell. Okay, hamburger. A round patty of ground beef, fried or grilled, and typically served on a bun or roll when garnished with various condiments.
Let's go, dude. Yeah. Let's go.
So, technically, a burger is a sandwich, but a sandwich is not a burger.
What? A sandwich is a… Yes. Yes. What you said. Yes.
I got an idea from this one. I remember this question. Is ketchup a smoothie?
What?
Why?
You want to see the world burn? Oh, because it's blended tomato?
Yeah.
Is that a smoothie?
Some people don't. It's such a hard question.
It is a smoothie.
Yeah.
Damn. You want a ketchup smoothie?
Wait. Doesn't a smoothie need milk?
True.
Wait.
True.
Smoothie definition. What is the definition of a smoothie?
You're right.
All right. Not a man. No. A thick, smooth drink of fresh fruit pureed with milk, yogurt, or ice cream.
Nice.
Ketchup is not a smoothie.
It's
disgusting.
Not a smoothie.
Disgusting.
Got him.
Got him.
What was that sound?
It was me being disgusted.
Oh lordy. Okay, next question.
Oh lordy.
Next question. This comes from Marthalissa. What's on your Netflix my list right now?
Ooh, I have a lot of shows backed up I haven't watched yet. Like
Name
Sweet
a couple.
Home.
It's so good.
Is it good?
Yo.
And I haven't watched the chess one. What's that called?
Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit. I haven't watched it yet either.
It's so good.
Is it good?
It's good.
I can't wait.
I have a question. Do you guys use your own Netflix account or are you guys leeches?
You first.
Well, I had a Netflix account with my family and then one day my laptop shut down. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember the logins or anything and my dad didn't remember the login for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I used my friends for about a few months.
Leeches.
And then,
okay.
But then I got it back and now I have my own Netflix.
Okay.
Nice. I use my family.
Mm.
Yeah,
family
one,
yeah.
Netflix.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting.
What
though,
about you? What about you?
I use my own.
No. Oh, just your own? No
but
family?
I have like five other leeches on my account.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I share my families, which…
I think that's the smartest way to do it.
Yeah.
My parents don't really use Netflix though.
Yeah, my parents don't.
Yeah, my sister does. Do you guys have siblings?
Yeah, I have two.
Yes. Oh, really?
Two older ones.
Oh, so you're the mom.
Yeah, so they're like 11 and 7 years apart from me.
Damn! Wait, my sister is 10 years apart from me too.
Really?
Yeah.
So how old is she?
She's 40.
Wow. My brother's like 37.
Damn. Almost like another parent. Oh, it's a brother. It's not a sister. What about your second?
My second brother is…
Oh, it's another brother.
Yeah, he's a brother. He's born in 89. So how old is that? Like 30…
31?
My head hurts.
Wouldn't it be 31?
That's interesting.
Huh.
How's it feel like growing up with three brothers though?
Yeah.
Two brothers. Three boys?
Trio. Mm. Yeah. You guys do activities together?
No man. Like they did.
Because
they're like 4 years apart. But then the only thing I did with them was play like soccer games. Yeah. But then you know when they're at that age where they're making money.
Yeah.
And then I'm at an age where I'm needing money in high school.
Yeah. Yep.
So we do bets.
Oh, you know okay. what I mean?
He puts like a $20 bill on the table. Mm-hmm. He's like, try and beat me. And I'd just play.
Oh. Okay.
And then, I'd get the money and then I'd go out and like go out to eat.
Wait, you get 용돈? From your,
I didn't get, that's how I got 용돈. He's like, I'm not going to give you 용돈, but you work for it.
My man,
you work for it. And I did.
Dang.
See, this is why I need brothers, dude. I didn't get nothing from my sister, dude. No, I had to steal her credit card to go to Maple Story and Xcash.
You and Maple Story.
okay.
She said,
okay.
Shut up, yeah. Jay.
All right.
Oh, gosh. Do you want to do the wrap up?
Yeah, go for it.
I said, do you want to do
yeah. Sure. All right. And that is it for online dating. If you have any other questions for hashtag HDIGH, Hiddick, let us know on our other, what our next real questions should be, on our Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Also, youtube.com/Dive Studios and youtube.com/Dive Pause for full episodes. Also, we have a TikTok at The Dive Studios. Subscribe to and review the podcast, please. And we will see you guys again next time.
Woo!
How did I get here? With Jay.